following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here, once again on a Wednesday evening, a rather frigid one. Time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Yes, indeed. The plan is to do part two of our best of last year segment. Series thing. It will hinge on whether I can get my phone to work or not. I don't know why it's not. So I don't know. I don't know what we're in store for exactly tonight, but well, you're gonna find out sooner than later. So glad you could be here for the mystery that will be tonight's episode of the Twang Trust. See you soon, kids. Cross your fingers for me. stop indeed. We won't get too uppity tonight here on the Twang Trust, but, you know, doing a year-end best-of special. And last year, you know, 2025, pretty much, you know, worst year ever. And we're not even 2 weeks into the new year. It's already worse than last year. Oh, my God. That was Girl in a Coma covering the Buffalo Springfields For What It's Worth. For What It's Worth. Yeah. No words at all. The nice thing about last year was there was a ton of great music, and we can at least look back on that and have, something to sing about. This land of ours. We got a new song out of Bruce Springsteen last year. I mean, we got 8,000 old albums, but we did get one new song, even if he didn't write it. This makes, this is going to kick off a little set of some of our favorite songs from last year that didn't make the official favorite album list, which I forgot to bring with me again. Damn. And I still haven't put it on the website, so don't go looking for it. It'll be there soon. Don't worry. Just sit back, listen to great stuff. This great stuff, not on the official album list for one reason or another. We'll tell you those reasons after Groovin'. Bruce Springsteen covering Slim Dunlap here now on the Twang Trust.
Well, it's Saturday night, it's nearly midnight, and you're still so low. You've been solo so long, some folks around here think you're in slow-mo. We gotta see if we can find you a girl. How about that one back there? I think she likes you. She said you got good hair. She loves a laugh.
This is Peter Hulsapple from the DBs, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yo. I got my MTV, I got Young MC,
baby. I got all that boxed up, remaindered reminders of what was once to be. I carry a lot on my shoulders.
Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Is it over finally? Okay. Okay. That weird little last 15 second bit always throws me. That was Alex G. And definitely one of my favorite songs from last year, Afterlife. Comes from his album, I forget what. Something about a sword? I forget. Anyways, love that song. The album is okay, you know. It didn't drive me wild, but I just adore that one song. Same way his last album had one song on it that I just absolutely loved to bits. And then the album as a whole was, you know, again, was okay. I was in Toronto in, when was it? September? October something? September, I guess. And went and saw Alex G. Just happened to be there. And one of the most disappointing shows I've ever seen. You know, you always see these lists, you know, online. Some stupid AI machine asks you what's your most disappointing show ever. I would probably say Alex G. He didn't do either of my two favorite songs of his. And they're probably the two songs that have gotten him more acclaim than anything. And, you know, I can get behind an artist not wanting to do their big smash hit that they, you know, had a big smash with 30 years ago, you know. I'm down with that, you know. Like, if I went and saw Katrina and the Waves tonight and they didn't do Walking on Sunshine, I wouldn't be disappointed, really. Because I could understand them getting sick to death of that song, you know. But Alex G, it's not like the guy's been around for 50 years, you know? It's only been, well, hell, the new record. It's a new record, for Pete's sake, and he doesn't do the biggest song on it. Like, what the hell, dude? And everything he did, it was like just this big rock dirge. And there was no lights. You couldn't see anything. It was just, eh. I mean, did I even stick around to the end? I think I did stick around to the end, but I guess I was hoping he might pull something out and do one of my two songs, and he never did. So anyways, I still love that song, but I don't think I'll ever go see Alex G. And I could have gone and saw the Brian Jonestown Massacre that night, who I'm not real familiar with, but I think it would have been a way better night. Oh, well, what do you do? Live and learn. Before that, somebody I saw this past year, at the Folk Festival, and loved her to bits. We heard Hooray for the Riff Raff in a single they put out called Pyramid Scheme. And they did that one at Folk Fest. And I had absolutely no complaints about anything they did. Yes, Alinda was awesome at Folk Fest. Her last record was awesome. The single she put out last year was awesome. Nothing but good things to say about Alinda. And Peter Holsapple, the thing is, that song, Pyramid Scheme, doesn't have an album. It was just a single. So that's why there's no Hooray for the Riff Raff album on my best of the year list of albums. And Peter Holsapple's record, The Face of 68. It almost made it to the best of the year. And actually, I think I've only officially got 19 albums on my list. I should throw an extra one. I don't know. Peter may just make it in by the hair of his chinny chin chin. It's a decent record, but nothing else bowled me over the way that song did. And that song is so great. It was the Twang Trust song of the summer last year. Yeah, and we had a chat with Peter, and it was like the best interview that I've ever done. It was just the most wonderful thing, and thumbs up to Peter Holsapple in 2025. And Bruce Springsteen put out a single, although it's weird. He put it out, and the only place you can actually hear it, I guess, officially is on YouTube. It was never released, like, to the streaming services or anything. So you can't buy it. And it's a cover of Slim Dunlap's song, Girlfriend. Or when Slim put it out, it's called Girl Fiend. Bruce calls it Girlfriend. I mean, I guess Girlfriend makes more sense, but, you know, I'm sure Slim had a reason for calling it Girl Fiend. You know, you can play along, Bruce. I don't know. It's still pretty great, though. But the weird thing is you can't support it. Like, you can't pay $1.29 for it on iTunes and have some money go to Slim. You can just wait a few weeks, and there's actually going to be a double CD or album, Slim Dunlap. They're re-releasing both of his solo records, and with tons and tons of bonus tracks. And the vinyl release is just basically a best of the bonus tracks. They put out the two albums on vinyl a few years back on a Record Store Day, a twofer, which is a great little item if you can ever find that. But that Bruce Springsteen song, I'm guessing, and I know nothing, but just knowing how Bruce kind of works, I'm sure he gave Slim's family like a kajillion dollars and says, here, you know, and then I'm just going to put this thing out there in the world, and hopefully people will listen to it and discover Slim Dunlap. I'm sure that was the thinking. And Bruce ain't going to say that he gave anybody a kajillion dollars. And Slim's family isn't going to harp on it, I'm sure. And, yeah. But that's my educated guess on that one. Anyhow. So, yeah. There. So there's some of our favorite songs. Now we're going to get into the official album, the best albums of the year list. Like I said, we haven't officially given anything to number 20 yet. We haven't filled that slot yet. Still working on it. Still juggling titles around, too. Like this one was originally a little higher up on the list, but the more I listen to it, is like there's really only one song that really, you know, does it for me in a huge way, even though the whole record, you know, is still pretty great. And love to see them live, and did see them this past year at the Park Theater. Two sold out shows. Well, one sold out and one nearly sold out anyways. It's Transplanted Winnipegger. She's here now. And apparently we won't be seeing much of them this year on the old intranet because Leith Ross has officially signed off of electronics. They will not be posting anything anywhere ever again for the foreseeable future, says Leith. You may see the odd post made by one of her peeps on one of her socials, but Leith themselves will not actually be posting anything. They threw their computer away. They don't have a phone. Nothing. And you gotta applaud that, don't you? I think you do. And you also have to applaud this song, which is great. It's from Leith Ross's album of last year. This is a song called Stay.
Oh, how I love you. And if I could know you more than I know you now, then I could know somehow how to love you and how I could know you better and better. Oh, how I need you. And if I could see you more than I see you now, then I
My granddad used to tell me he saw the present cry through the TV waves in Washington, 'cause they caught him in a lie. And they waved all their flags, they built all their toys, married all those young girls, and they killed those young boys. They go shed a tear for the president, pretend it never happened, and go to sleep. Think I'll rip out to the city, see what there is to see, maybe find that prophesized land of the free. I'm starting the Ford, I'm giving it gas, and I'm burning my life away on the overpass. Think I'll shed a tear for the president, somebody has to, after all. Brother Don grinds a job, Brother Bill grinds his axe, Mama hates the Mormons, Granddad hates the blacks. It's all too much to talk about, nothing left to see, just broke down barns blowing away in the Kansas breeze. Are all busted, the mines are all shut down, the Bill Gates bought 100 sections right outside of town. I'm sitting here on my cracker ass, what am I to do or say but pretend the world was better in my granddad's day. They go shed a tear for the president, 'cause this garden, it just won't grow no more. They go shed a tear for the president, 'cause the president just won't cry no more.
Call me the long-haired cat in your window. Wait for you to get back. I don't miss you. I don't think about us. It might be nothing.
Hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool!
clocking in somewhere around number 14. We're not exactly sure because we forgot to bring our list with us, but it's somewhere around there. Is Billionaire by Kathleen Edwards. From that album, we heard Say Goodbye, Tell No One. And while we're talking about most disappointing things of the year, no, the record wasn't disappointing. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't failure by any stretch, but disappointing in that Kathleen announced a Western Canadian tour, finally, and she's touring Western Canada first week of April, playing Calgary and Edmonton and Saskatoon and Regina and then going home. Yeah. Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Regina, the end. What does that mean? Well, we're told it means she's playing the folk festival this year, which is swell, you know, I guess. I mean, you know, better her than, I don't know, hipster McBeardy. But, you know, it'd be nice to see her in a, you know, intimate-ish venue with, you know, the full meal deal rather than way up on a big, tall stage doing half of her normal set. Oh, well, what do you do? What do you do? You just listen to that six-minute epic over a few times. And, yeah, it's a great one there. Say Goodbye, Tell No One. Before that, clocking in, I don't know exactly when, because that set included songs from our favorite albums numbered 19 to 14, and we only played four songs. That means two of them were Whatchamajoogie and What's His Doodle? You know. Oh, Tyler Childers and Chip Kinman, who we played last week. I decided they were good enough to make the list, and I'm not sure what numbers, though. They're in there somewhere. But we did hear from Snowcaps. That's the Crutchfield sisters, Katie from Waxahachie and Allison from Allison Crutchfield. Twin sisters. They were in a band together early on as kids. And it's not like they're, you know, the Oasis brothers. They're fine with each other and they get along, but they just sort of went their separate ways and did their own thing. Not because there was some big, you know, familial strife going on or anything, but they got back together and formed this band just sort of out of nowhere, made a record. They're called Snowcaps. What's His Doodle is the guitarist in the band. MJ Lenderman. Yeah. You don't ever hear him, despite, you know, his great vocals on that Waxahachie song from a couple of years ago. But he's in there, and it's a nice record. When I first heard it, I thought, you know, this sounds great, but it just sounds like more of the same, and is like, eh, I don't know. But the more I listen to it, the more I start to love it. You know, so I don't know. It may well inch up there. You know, who knows? By 2028, it could make top 10. You never know. Heathcliff was the name of the song we heard from Snowcaps. And from his self-titled album, Debut, although it's more of a mini album, I think there's only seven songs on the thing, we heard Lachlan Neville from Saskatchewan, A Tear for the President. We were lucky enough to see Lachlan in some Joker's Garage this past year. He put on a great show, and now he's put out a great record. And let's hope he comes to town again soon. And Leith Ross coming in at number 19 this year from her record. What is that thing called? Called I See the Future. From it, we heard the song Stay. So, here's somebody else I saw live last year. Me and a handful of kids who I'm sure thought I was a creepy old man. Seth Anderson from Canmore. He's put out a few records. His latest, which, what is that thing called? It's got a big, long title. I'm going to be here for a week telling you what it is. It's so long. It's like James Brown or something. These Exact Days, These Peaceful Nights. That's what it's called. And he played The Handsome Daughter along with a bunch of other folks. And I got there slightly late, sadly. So I missed the first bit of his set. But what I saw was just absolutely fabulous. And I'd love to see him come back again soon. It's produced by Lydia Lovelace, which is pretty awesome. B, it's not as rockin' as his live show. It's still a great record, and it definitely made our favorite album list last year. But you really got to see the guy live to really get it. But still, great stuff on this thing, and we're going to prove that to you now here with a song called Lawn
they
Smokes.
They were pulling diamonds from the ground. We grew up just a few houses down. Couple miles to the corner store. Feels so wrong that it's not there no more. Weather's telling us a waitress. Never cared, you know we ain't dead yet. Head to church on Sunday for the snacks. There ain't no way that I'll be going back. Family trees, yeah, you see them sprouting. Ice cream truck on your birthday coming. Mom and dad, they got a good thing going. Neighbor smiling. From the lawn, wonder if there's any cartoons on. Always felt like you had earned your weekends. It's fucking summer diving in the deep. Got some questions and need some answers. Is this it or will there be more chances? Double digits and who knows what happens. Nudie max hidden beneath your mattress. Family trees, yeah, you see them sprouting. Ice cream truck. Down, couple miles to the corner store. Feel so wrong that it's not there no more.
Hi, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.